Couple of minutes after 8 o'clock.
A gloomy, kind of gloomy Thursday morning. Welcome to the Mornings with Ed show. Delighted to have you here as we do each and every Thursday. We are fortunate to speak with our mayor. Mayor Bob Whalen steps in for a conversation. And we wish you a very good morning, sir. How are you today?
I'm great, Ed. How are you? I got to say, you know, if you're...
I lost you there. Tell me you're still there, because I lost you when you said, I got to say, and then we lost you. Okay, I think we lost the mayor completely there. Hold on, he'll call back. There he is, okay. Okay, so we're going to start all over because I lost you right after you said, I got to say.
I got to say that if you're not awake, listening to that little lead-in music you've got will wake you up. So.
the name of that is called Uranium Baby. So yeah, it's not only a wake-up call, it's a little radioactive as well, I guess.
I guess we're all glowing now, huh?
Yeah.
Anyway, good to be here.
It's good to have you, sir. I'm so glad you're enjoying the hold music as I have you on hold there. So yeah, a gloomy Thursday, and as I mentioned to you off air, there's not a rhyme for what today. We have May gray. Well, there is a rhyme. There's June gloom. But when we had this kind of condition in April, there's not a rhyme for it. So it's not as romantic. It's not as cool.
No April rhyme, but. It's been, you know, a little gray in the mornings, but the afternoons have been delightful, so hopefully we'll get that today.
Okay, we've got some important stuff to cover, and then some stuff that, yeah, it's one of those, we're all aware now, when the listeners have been talking this morning about the incident with Councilmember Weiss, who was illegally riding down the middle of a median to pass vehicles in his moped. He wasn't cited. He was given a warning. But there's already been requests for release of body cam footage. And I'm curious, is this not something the council has anything to do with, since the precedent's already been set? Do they just get the footage?
No, they don't. I mean, the video cam, body camera footage is exempt from Public Records Act disclosure. So it would be the same process if it was going to be produced. It would have to be, you know, council would have to approve that, waive the exemption, like was done for the city manager.
Right, right. And I know that you had voted against that back then. Was that kind of what you were afraid of? Is now everyone's going to want to see every single moment of everything on a body cam footage?
Yeah, I think you and I talked about that. You know, I was concerned about setting a precedent that, you know, is it anytime anybody affiliated with the city is stopped, we have to produce video cam footage, body cam footage. You know, that's the risk of taking the first step. So, yeah, I don't know where this will go, but anyway, that's how it would work.
Okay. All right. Now on to some important stuff here. You had the parking management workshop last night. How did that go?
You know, I think we had a good turnout. We had a bigger, probably the biggest turnout we've had of the three sessions that we've conducted so far. And, you know, I think, no surprise, there's a fair amount of consensus on doing what people are referring to as the low-hanging fruit, some good transportation demand management steps that we can take that have been outlined in the draft report. And, you know, more split opinions, controversy over, you know, do you build a parking structure or not? I think there's probably some consensus on trying to add some surface parking because it's low cost at some locations. So, you know, the big issue for council to decide upon is, do you want to proceed with any, parking structures or not?
Right.
And that'll be addressed.
I've got kind of an odd question, and I ask for your indulgence when I ask you this question. But when thinking about parking, how far and making decisions about it here, how far into the future are you thinking? Are you thinking 10 years, 20 years, what we would look like in 50 years, long after both of us are gone? How far into the future do you look into Laguna to see what we would look like when you decide on these things?
You know, I'm looking over the next 10 to 20 years. That's sort of my time focus. 50 years is way too out, right. Too far out. You know, I think that people think, I mean, everybody says we got to get less car-centric, and, you know, long-term, I think they're right. But, you know, the reality is it's not happening as fast as many would like it to happen. So we're going to have to still deal with cars in a thoughtful way and, you know, hopefully encourage that conversion away from cars. But in the meantime, you got to manage them. Right. And that's why we're undertaking this big effort.
Okay. All right. And you've got another workshop coming up. The Promenade workshop happens next week on the 17th. What are you expecting? What can we expect?
Well, I think there's two, and, you know, this is one where I'm just an observer. There's no subcommittee on this, so it'll be presented by staff and consultants. There's two alternatives that are, my understanding is, I haven't seen them, but my understanding is there's going to be two alternatives presented. There's going to be feedback sought from those attending on both alternatives and, you know, recommendations that they might have that they don't think are addressed or that they think should be addressed. So, I think it'll be a good, session.
Okay. This coming Tuesday, there's going to be a proclamation to make June 2nd Gun Violence Awareness Day here in Laguna Beach. And as you and I have spoken often about, just way too much gun violence across the country, different laws in different states, all different reasons for it. Once we proclaim June 2nd as Gun Violence Awareness Day, are we going to take any educational steps? What are we going to what will that entail?
Well, it's a proclamation, just recognizing it. And, as I've said, some people say, why do you do all these proclamations? And I said, well, you know, for example, the pledge for WaterWise and so on.
Right.
Well, it brings the issue to the forefront for people to think about and reflect on and say, you know, what should we be doing in this arena? Now, as you and I have talked before, unfortunately, you know, from my perspective, with the Supreme Court case out of New York last June, there's now very little that can be done legislatively. There's some things, but they've certainly narrowed what can be done either by states or even localities. And there's just a huge number of, you know, lawsuits pending now to invalidate even some of the laws that we have.
Right.
So, I think red flag laws are still, I think those are still viable. There's people just need to educate themselves, but we really need our state legislators, and I think they are working on legislation, right, to figure out what kind of safety precautions can be put in place that would be effective and, you know, pass muster in the courts.
Right. I don't know that you heard me mention this past Monday, but and I'm not kidding about the numbers I'm about to give you now. For the last consecutive 8 Mondays, when I've walked in the door, I've had to talk about a mass shooting sometime over that past previous weekend. And 13 of the last 15 Mondays that I've stepped in, I've had to talk about gun violence somewhere. That's a horrible number.
Yeah, that's shocking, really, when you think about it.
Right.
And the frequency it seems as though it's increasing, and it's scary because it can happen anywhere.
Agreed. Also on Tuesday, we've already had the first reading of this, the last meeting, but on Tuesday, I understand you're going to adopt the Coastal Commission's modifications to the city's ADU ordinance. But the council wants the staff to address concerns to some of those modifications and state laws. What specific concerns do you have?
So the one I think that came up that we gave direction on had to do with replacement parking, where the Coastal Commission required, if you're converting a garage, you have to replace the parking on site. Now, it can be, you know, outdoor, it can be in your driveway, or it can be tandem parking, but not everybody has the ability to replace it on site. So we said, would you take a look at maybe seeing if we can get an amendment to the ordinance that would not require that throughout town, because the whole town's a coastal zone, but really focus more on what the Coastal Commission we think is after, which is, you know, the parking that affects the beach. People who live up in Bluebird Canyon or Top of the World, you know, they're not likely to impact beach parking. So we asked them to look at that. The other issue that's really a big issue, and I think we talked about this before, is the concern that now, as a matter of right, you can do a 25-foot ADU, 25-foot really being two stories, right?
Right.
Without regard to view blockage. So we asked staff to think about, you know, is there something, some objective standard we could put in our zoning code that would allow us to control the size of those second-story 25-foot ADUs? And that's something they're going to look at as well.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And I understand that there's still a week left before the cutoff date for applications for committees. We're still looking, right?
Always, yeah. So okay. Please, thank you for bringing that up. And May 18th, I think it is. You can go on the city website. City clerk has got the application forms there. They're not that hard to fill out. It's really just express the committee you're interested in and give some background as to why you think you'd be a good candidate for that. And then we'll have interviews in early June.
Fantastic. Fantastic. And we'll look forward to this coming Tuesday night's council meeting. As always, thank you so much for spending time with us this morning, Mr. Mayor. What's the rest of your day look like today?
Well, the usual, probably getting back through some emails and responding to folks, and hopefully a little relaxation later in the day.
All right.
I gotta watch my Boston Celtics though tonight. See game six. See if they can extend the series.
That's what I was leading to. You're a big Celtics fan, and they didn't look good against Philly in the last game. But you know that's why we got seven games. That's why they play seven in the series. So good luck tonight to your Celtics.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great rest of the day. Thank you for joining us today. 8:15 the time. It's the Mornings with Ed Show. Thank you, Mayor Whalen.
Thanks, Ed.